go live. Hopefully that's going through.
I'll let you know in a moment. Raystream's got stuff. Twitch has got stuff. YouTube's got stuff.
Fantastic.
We are all singing, all dancing, every platform. Well, not top. Every platform. You know, we're not on, like, you know, Google Plus Hangouts anymore, but...
Yeah, but sad times.
Sad times. Sad times.
The only
time.
Platforms we're not on are the ones that Google have shut down.
Yeah. They're closing. Aren't they, like, discontinuing on their phones next year? Like, the ones that only came out, like, 18 months ago?
Oh, I don't know. Are they?
I heard something at Google. The people are up in arms because they're literally, like, they're stopping support for, like, one of the, like, a phone they just, like, a phone. Let me just Google that.
Yeah, let me just Google the phone that Google are putting in the bin that Google made.
Yeah, I think, I'm sure.
So one of the, that must be one of the Pixel line.
It is, yeah, it's, I think it's, yeah, it must be Pixel. I think. I'm sure I saw something.
I mean, Google discontinuing products? Never.
No.
Never. They've never done that before. Services people use getting shut down? No.
Yeah, so the Pixel 5a reached end of life in 11 months.
Oh, crap. That must mean that the phone that I use is already end of life.
What phone is yours?
4A, the one that I've just had the screen crack
that,
on.
That ended end of life last month.
Oh, bollocks.
So they dropped support after 3 years, basically.
Oh, fair. 3 years is all right, though, for Android in the grand scheme.
Well, yeah. And people chill on Apple, but Apple do those usually about 6 years.
Well, I think that's mainly as well down to the SE. Because the SE is usually a last-gen phone. So I think that the current model SE is just an iPhone 13.
Mm.
They'll support that for about, you know, 3 or so years, 4 years, and then they'll probably burn it off. I don't know what the longest standing iPhone is that's being supported, properly supported.
I saw that because there's a new iOS, I think that is from the iPhone X is still being... I'll tell you why it's the iPhone X, because... I was looking at getting a new Apple Watch.
Oh yeah, yeah.
And because mine battery died in it completely.
Really?
They did an update and it fucked the battery up.
Oh.
Yeah. It's
brutal.
It literally went from being able to last 2 days to lasting about 8 hours.
So wait, has there not been a patch or anything since? Or?
No, I saw Google it. It seemed to be like a issue some people had, but no, all the resolutions didn't seem to work for me.
So that's heavy.
I mean, it was an older watch anyway. It was a Series 3, and I'd had it for like a couple of years by that point anyway. So it was quite.
It's actually
old.
Pretty. That's pretty good because I mean, I have an Apple Watch, annoyingly, because I'm doing the old fitness stuff with our mate DeWald, Stewie 3D. And this thing's battery doesn't last for shite.
Yeah.
Like maybe a day and a half tops.
It was definitely the update. See, a day's fine with me because I'll just charge. I'll just pop on charge every night. That's fine.
Yeah. But when I take mine off when I'm having a shower and then.
Yeah. But when it can't last a whole day, at that point it becomes no good because.
Yeah, sure.
I was going, like, I was like putting it on in the morning when I went to work, and before I even finished my shift, it was dead.
That's brutal.
Yeah. So
that's brutal. Have you not thought of taking it to Apple to get the battery replaced? Or
it was very beat up by that point. I thought, well, to be honest, because I bought it. It was quite cheap when I bought it, and sure. I basically bought it to see if I'd like it enough to have one.
Mm-hmm.
So I didn't buy the top end one because I thought I'll buy a cheap one, and then I've got it, and you know, if I like it, I'll get one. I did like it. Then it died on me, and finally I was right to get another one. Now I can look at getting another one again.
Sure.
So they've just released a Series 6.
Is it 6?
Yeah, it's just been released. Literally released yesterday.
Oh.
And that requires you to have an iPhone X or above.
Oh, right, okay.
Which makes me think that because that's usually they're tied in with iOS updates, so that makes me think the next iOS update will be required iPhone X or above. And iPhone X was 2017?
I have no idea.
I think it was 2000. Let me have a look. iPhone X.
I think one of my mates skipped one of those over a car park. Is that the first one with a face unlock?
May well have been, yeah. iPhone S was released
sometime
2017.
That's a pretty good life for a phone.
Apple tend to support their stuff about 6 years. They tend to support stuff.
Yeah.
Generally, I've never had a phone go out of support because by the time it's got to that state, I've already replaced it. Because the batteries didn't start getting bit dry and so forth. My sister had one, but she bought an older model anyway. So it's already like 3 or 4 years old anyway. And then about 3 years later, it went out. Then like 2 or 3 years later, they stopped supporting it.
Yeah.
She has got a new one now. But because I tend to place my phone roughly every 4 years, because that's usually when the batteries start to go.
Yeah, I was going to say, that sounds about right, yeah.
Yeah. I used to place one every 2 years, but now I do every 4. Because to be honest, if the phone battery lasts all day, I'm happy with it.
Mm-hmm.
It's normally the battery that makes me change a phone because
I'm largely the same. I won't change a phone unless it's completely buggered.
Before we come on, I just say one last thing. Can anybody want Suffolk Ram here? Welcome to Ram Nerds episode 227 and Scaries.
Oh,
anyway, carry on.
Yeah. My Pixel, I can still happily use it. It's not like, you know, it's not a new phone, it's not the fastest phone, but for like general day to day tasks, in my opinion, you don't really notice any difference between it and say a Pixel 7. Or whatever.
Yeah, I agree.
The only reason I would replace it is because I've just cracked the screen, and I've had it for like 3 years.
Yeah.
But as you know, for a daily driver phone, it's still good.
At the end of the day, what do I use my phone for? I use it for main phone calls, ironically. Mm-hmm. I use it for messaging.
Bizarre, you're a rare breed, Ram.
I know I am. I use it for messaging people, which you don't need exactly a high end piece of production hardware to do that.
No, you're damn right.
I stream like Netflix and YouTube. Again, you don't. That's more down to your data connection than anything else.
Yeah, and as long as everything's accelerated on the phone anyway these days. So.
Exactly, and it streams everything absolutely fine. Yeah. Unless you're desperate at the camera, but to be honest, the cameras now are good enough. They take good enough photos for what you need.
Personally, I've said the same thing since about the iPhone 4.
Yeah,
or the 4S, like that. They're phone cameras. They ain't a Panasonic GH5 or GH6. They're good enough, though.
Yeah, they look. They even like on a big screen, they look good enough.
Mate, I was watching. Do you remember Long Way Round and Long Way Down with Ewan McGregor and Charlie Borman?
I've never watched it, but I know of it.
Right. Well, that came out in like 2004 and 2007, I think, respectively.
Yeah.
And Gaurav Jiani did Riding Solo to the Top of the World in 2006. Right. When you look at the amount of gear they had to produce that show, and you realize that like there was bags and bags and bags, tapes and tapes and tapes. If you can't produce something solid on your phone these days, you're just not good enough.
Yeah.
Because you are spoiled by hardware.
Yeah.
The crap you have in your pocket produces an image far clearer than they had back then.
Yeah.
Oh, so, yeah. No excuses. And making an image sharper isn't going to fix shit storytelling.
It's normally sort of like, I forgot. Scouts, my brain's gone dead. It's proper technology. It's normally like the sort of like light range you usually have issues with generally on phones. It's not, what's it called?
Like your aperture and your
yeah,
dynamic
that's
range.
Usually where they have issues. That's dynamic range. That's the one I was looking for. That's usually where they have issues.
Fucking aperture. What am I on about? it's a small sensor at the end of the day. It's the same with GoPros. Yeah. People keep talking about GoPros like, look at the image. It's a bit fuzzy. It's like, dude, look at the size of the sensor,
mate. GoPros
it's like a spit.
Yeah, exactly. Now, what's funny? Their GoPros are now frequently used in professional level productions.
God, yeah.
Yeah.
But people are like, oh, it's not good enough. Look at it. The image falls apart at night. It's like every camera falls apart at night.
Yeah, unless you have like a camera built for it.
Yeah, I've never seen a camera give you a clear image when there's no light. See, that's the funny thing. Cameras capture light if there ain't any.
Yeah, it's weird how well do your eyeballs work in the dark?
Oh, mate, I thought they're so good. I can see absolutely nothing.
Yeah. I wonder how cameras compare to the human eyeball.
Not great.
Probably not a million miles. I mean, obviously, we've got a lot better resolution, but they're probably not a million miles away. I reckon some high-end cameras got better low light ability than human eyeballs, because we're shit at low light.
Maybe.
That's tough.
As far as dynamic range is concerned, though, I think we went out like quite easily.
Yeah,
like the range that, between darks and highlights, we'd easily stomp any camera.
I'd have thought so.
But like, you know, I generally agree with you at the end of the day that, you know, if it doesn't need to be upgraded, it won't be upgraded. I've got an iPhone 13 that I literally have just to do the parental control stuff for my kids' iPads and that, but they're now both 13, so the things barely even ask me if they want to do stuff, because now they're of the age where they're of terms of service, so they don't need to ask me so much. But I only have that thing to do that. It will last me for a long time.
So what's
the grief? My
methodology when it comes to upgrading phones is, I normally get a 2-year contract, because Vodafone give you Apple Prime for free, which actually, to be honest, I use it enough that it pays for itself. So it's like, for free is a nice perk, because you get all the TV as well included in that. So that's actually quite a decent perk. I normally do two-year contracts with them, so 4 years, and then at that point, I tend to find the phone's battery starting to go. Again, rule of thumb is, if it can't last all day, you know, as long as it can last charge to charge, which means it's sort of evening, if it can't last all day, at that point, it's either replace the battery, but then you've got to get another new contract. It's sometimes cheaper, so it's just cheap to get a new one.
Yeah.
So you might as well upgrade, which is what I've done. So I'm on an iPhone 12 Plus at the moment.
Yeah. I was going to say, are you tempted to get a new iPhone? The 15 has just dropped.
Probably not. My contract is due next year.
Okay.
July next year. I think my contract's due up. Or was it the year after? It might be the year after, actually. So what I'll probably do is hold fire until the year after, and I'll wait until they launch the next one. Which will be like the 17 or something, 16 or 17. Because no point getting 16 when like 3 months they're going to launch the 17, you might as well wait 3 months and get the 17.
It's funny enough, that's exactly what I said to my younger son today, because we bought my eldest son an iPhone 15. Mm-hmm. And we got that for him in
So the normal or was it the plus?
Yeah, just the normal. No, sorry, 14. Sorry, 14. Mm-hmm. Now the iPhone 15 has just come out. He's had 6 months with the iPhone 14. 15 has just come out.
Yep.
And I said to my... because my youngest son's birthday rolls around the same time as the iPhone release. Mm-hmm. And I said, look, we bought your brother a phone, his own phone, when he was 14. You're 14 next year. The iPhone release comes out around the same time as your birthday, right? I said, this is going to sound really fucking weird, but use your head and tell me what you want to do, right? When the iPhone 16 is likely to come out around the same time as your 14th birthday, around the time of your birthday, would you rather, if it isn't out yet, get the old iPhone on your birthday, if it means getting it on your birthday, or would you be okay waiting a little while to get the newest one as it drops? What do you think he said?
Wait for the newest one.
Yep. Yeah. He said, I don't mind not having my phone on my birthday. If the new phone is due to come out in like a month, I'll have it then. Like, I'll have a late birthday present or an early Christmas present. I was like, then mate, that's what we'll do. Smart kid.
No, very sensible, very sensible.
So yeah, that's probably what we're gonna do. I look at it right now and I think to myself, I could get away with say a new iPhone, but I frankly I can't be asked.
Yeah, I say as long as it works.
Yeah.
What? Why? You know, as long as it works, yeah. Why?
I was gonna say so because I've actually just gone and picked up as you say, as long as it works, right? But like. I've actually just gone and picked up a MacBook Air, the M1 model, and that came out in 2020. So I got that this year. It's 3 years old at this point. But only because the M2 overheats and runs slower than the M1 under certain workloads. But they also happen to be workloads that I do.
Yeah.
And the M1, I managed to get it on sale. So if the price is low enough, I don't mind getting older hardware. If the if the planets align, I don't mind so much.
Well, because put simply is maybe depending on what you do, depending on what you do. If you are a Visual Studio developing, like doing graphics for, like 3D rendering graphics and stuff, then having a fairly powerful media machine and upgrading quite regularly is quite important.
Yeah.
You're pushing through stuff. If you do a lot of very complicated compositing in video, like complicated stuff and stuff, then you may need a more powerful machine. But if you're just doing like normal editing, if you're just doing normal Photoshop stuff, these days jumps between computer generations slowed down considerably in terms of power of jumps. I mean, you compare. We've said about it happens every same. Like we've talked in previous past about PlayStations. Compare the difference between a PlayStation 1 to a 2 to a 3. That graphic quality between the lot.
Yeah.
You gain diminishing returns. Same is true of hardware and PCs. Yes, you gain more powerful graphics card stuff, but you don't really need them for more stuff you're doing.
Yeah, of course.
Even like for most video editing, you don't actually need that powerful machine these days.
I mean, mate, I still run proxy clips on an old Linux PC a lot of the time from, do you remember the old Sandy Bridge PCs? The 2000 series?
Yeah.
I can still comfortably edit things that I would be given to edit on that machine if I run proxy clips. Mm. It's not a fast machine at all, but as long as I'm willing to do that little step of proxying, I could comfortably edit 4K on it. It'll take a while to render. My God, it will. But there's also this thing I do called sleep.
That's what I was going to say. That's what bedtime is for.
Exactly. It sits in my cupboard. It renders footage. Could I render it a lot faster on my main PC? Yeah. Could the Mac render it really quickly too? But I know that I don't need it. If I was doing hardcore compositing and stuff, though, like anything more than like light color grading, jump cuts, overlay and audio, some graphics on the top, anything more than that, I'd say, yeah, I'd probably need to push for a higher end machine.
Yeah.
But not that much higher.
No.
You know? But again, it does depend on the workload of what you're doing.
It does depend heavily what you're doing. But for a lot of businesses, the idea of having to upgrade, I even like to support more big projects now, I suppose they don't upgrade as much as they used to. Because you don't need to. I mean, you maybe upgrade if you're doing something like 3D graphics and stuff, like for film and stuff, then you probably do still upgrade fairly regularly because there's a quality bar there that people expect to get better and better and better. But even that's not diminishing returns. You look at a modern film and the CGI in it ain't much better from 10 years ago.
No. I mean, if you were to look like, Toy Story versus the new Lightyear, then yeah, that's quite a jump. But then
it's quite a jump.
You're talking the very early days versus the nows.
Yeah, but if you compare, if you look at like Marvel films and stuff, they've been going strong for quite some time now, and the old stuff still looks good.
Oh yeah, of course. Yeah.
So you get a point where basically it gets so good you don't need to get that much better. It's interesting when you sort of see what the sort of it's things like there'll be still things they improve on, like water effects has been the sort of big thing they've gradually gone better on and improving, because that's been notoriously hard to do. But there are, never get it wrong, I'm sure. I also think it's as part of it is are you into that field or are we into it? Because I'm sure a professional expert in CGI will spot the improvements and go, wow, that's amazing, they've improved that. But average viewer doesn't notice.
Oh, yeah, like, yeah, they don't notice a damn thing. And so people who claim they need the best guitar or the best microphone or whatever, it's like, and I did a blind A-B test, and I'm usually pretty good at those. But recently I fucked two of them hardcore. I was like, holy shit. Like, but that's all that is. But blind A-Bs are down to preference.
Yeah.
At the end of the day, like audio is preference. Like, you know, some people prefer, you know, jaggies for performance, like in games. Like, you know, do I turn on anti-aliasing for nice smooth images or nice smooth corners and that, or nice smooth edges? Or do I turn it off and get them extra few frames? Some people prefer the frames. If you look at like professional gamers, they ain't playing it like 4K.
No.
Some of them are still playing at 4x3 stretched just because that's how they like to play. They like to have those extra frames.
Yeah. Well, as we've said in the past, you know, frame rate often hides a lot of the errors anyway.
Yeah.
You know, a lower resolution at a faster frame rate looks better than a higher resolution at a slower frame rate.
Yeah.
So I'd rather have slightly lower than and faster.
Mm-hmm.
It looks smoother. It just looks smoother.
Yeah. Well, yeah, and that because your controls are more responsive at that point for the most part.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, certain things aren't optimized. Like if you're playing a shooter and like if it isn't optimized to run okay at 30 FPS, like Cyberpunk, that was optimized to run at 30 FPS, no problem. Yeah. Like the shooting didn't feel terrible in that game. But there are some shooters where if you're playing at 30 FPS, you can feel that input lag.
Yes.
And then you'll be like, I don't like this.
You see, we have this issue in Hunt Shown, don't we, Skaz? This is why we're so shit at it.
Oh, God, yeah. Yeah,
yeah. It's all input lag. Yeah, it's input lag, yeah. Yeah.
Mate, my mouse sensitivity is just not set right, you know? I'm just fucking terrible.
It's the ping, so it's all the ping as well.
Yeah.
I would have shot that guy in the head if I'd aimed. No, I mean if the ping was right.
Yeah, damn right. He was lagging, man. He was on Wi-Fi.
Yeah, he just literally jumped. Yeah, fuck him. Yeah, it wasn't our lack of skill at all.
God, we are terrible at that game.
We are fucking terrible at that game. I love it. I'm going to be embarrassed when I look back at the footage because I know there's a bit where the guy on the last mission was standing on the roof aiming into the building you guys had, and he didn't know I was there. Mm. And I could have shot him in the head, but I just quickly aimed and fired. Where if I'd spent an extra half second actually aiming properly and firing.
Oh, you mean the bit where I was in that tower? And Zaber was in the building. Zaber got shot. I couldn't even see him, dude.
I couldn't even see the guy. There was a bit outside. There was a roof. He was standing on the roof. Now, I'd gone round. I'd been covering the tower, the building where you've been sneaking up. He was standing on the roof. I literally sort of quickly aimed and fired, but I did it so quickly, I didn't sort of like take the moment to actually sort of like aim the shot. And I missed him. And then he dropped, realised I was there, dropped down.
Oh, mate, Hunt's a game. You've got to aim.
Yeah.
You've got to aim. Unless you're rocking a shot in, you're up close, you need to aim.
Yeah. Yeah. I tend to, for some reason, whenever I'm fine when I'm playing against AI. Whenever I get up against another person, I panic slightly and just almost hip fire.
I said the same thing to Zaber the other week. I said, look, mate, I grew up playing UT and Quake. Like, I'm used to having people moving at high speeds up in my face and still hitting the target. But for some reason, in recent history, like, well, probably over the last, like, you know, 5 to 10 years, since arena shooters started to die down, I couldn't hit water if I fell out of a fucking boat.
Yeah.
And as soon as I see another player, I freak because I'm like, shit. Is that someone on my side? And because Hunter's got friendly fire, am I going to shoot my teammate?
Oh, I don't worry about that.
Or is that like someone else? And so I pause and then I get done. And it's absolutely mental.
See, I'm the opposite problem.
Brilliant, though.
That's the opposite problem. It's like I don't pause. I aim and I rush it. And I try and shoot quickly.
Yeah.
And whereas I should actually take an extra half second to sort of like just adjust the aim. And I could, because that situation, I have no excuse for that situation because he did not know I was there. He was standing there covering the door, not moving. I had no excuse apart from that I panicked.
And I don't know. Fantastic.
This is why I don't like playing with other people because I just panic all the time.
So there you go. The truth is out. You heard it here.
Yeah.
It's not that Ram doesn't like multiplayer games. It's just that he freaks the fuck out when he sees another player.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm actually quite a good shot in most games. I'm quite a good shot in real life.
Mm-hmm,
when I go either air rifle or have you, I'm actually a pretty decent shot. Hang on.
Are you telling me that real life doesn't translate to games and games don't translate to real life?
No, it doesn't.
Oh my God, Ram.
I know.
How could you say that?
I know. I went shooting with a friend of mine who's done not a lot of shooting, but a lot more than I have, and he was actually slightly annoyed that I did better than him. So I'm not super duper marksman, but I'm not actually that bad, surprisingly, in real life.
See?
Yeah.
So
I think we need to do some more trial runs,
mate.
I thought to myself, you know what, I'm actually going to just literally, part of me is actually going to just literally go in every day and just do those trials for like half an hour every day just to sort of like try and get some practice.
Get your aim in.
Yeah. I've even been tempted, Skaz, to go in solo.
I've done that. So you know when we started our recent run of Hunt Showdown, I was a 3-star MMR?
Yeah.
Because I was playing solos.
Yeah.
I love solos. They're tense as fuck. I never win, but I love them.
No.
I'd recommend it, Ram. It's great fun.
Yeah. That's the thing. You go in assuming you're going to die. That's not so bad.
Yeah. Well, that is it.
Mainly because you are, I'm certainly going to die.
God, yeah. Cause but it's great.
Yeah. Because Hunt is a fantastic game. We've talked about it before the podcast. It's actually an amazing game.
I mean, just what I'll throw out there, actually, I don't know if people can see it. For the benefit of the audio listeners, I'm now standing up and I'm showing off my Hunt Showdown hoodie.
I looked at some of the new Hunt demo. I didn't like most of it.
There's only a few I like. I missed the old stuff, the really simple stuff, which is the Hunt logo on it.
Yeah, that's the highlights. Yeah, I've got a shirt with a Hunt logo on it.
Yeah, so have I. I've got this hoodie and I'm probably going to buy another one.
I like some of the shirts. I've got some of the skills, like pictures on them. They ain't got many. There's not many on the website. When I looked at the merch, there wasn't really many on there. Like a lot of the skills are.
They've changed a lot of them. They've taken a lot of the Hunt gear down.
Yeah. Yeah.
Which kind of aggroed me a bit. I was like, because I swear there was a shirt I really wanted back in the day, and it's just not there anymore.
Yeah, they do that. I missed out. I always wanted to buy myself. I missed out on buying a Valve head crab plushie.
Oh yeah, yeah.
So they had a little. You get a little. It was like air quotes life size head crab.
Yeah, sure.
But you could also wear it as a hat.
Oh, that'd be rad.
So I really wanted one of those.
Just imagine you walking around with a fucking head crab.
Yeah.
That's just like real life then, Ram.
Yeah. Yeah, it is like real life. Come on, swipe you.
That'd be beautiful.
Yeah. I've been writing a Hunt Showdown inspired
I still haven't done the choose your own adventure thing yet.
Yeah, you need to do it, mate. You need to do it, mate. It literally takes half an hour. You need to do it. You need to.
But you assume that I can read.
well. Do you know what'd be really cool?
Mm.
If one of us could read. I could read it to you. And then you tell me what you want to do.
Oh my God!
And then we could flip to the pages.
You mean like a tabletop session?
Yes.
Oh my God!
Yeah.
We should copyright that. We should do, yeah.
I am tempted, because we might as well discuss it now, actually. All being well, will be happening. Next Saturday, we should be doing our 24-hour podcast.
See, for some reason, I keep thinking it's Sunday, but isn't it? The 30th is a...
Well, if it's Saturday, but obviously it'll go into the Sunday, won't it? So
Yeah. 30th through to the 1st.
Yeah, is it? Yeah, it's Thursday in September, isn't it? Yeah.
Yeah, the first.
And we're going to be, we're going to be doing it remotely because unfortunately Zabe couldn't get over here this time.
Nope.
So we're going to do it remotely. But I was looking at somehow setting up a, because you can do these like digital, like tabletops.
Yeah.
And if I was debating whether setting one of those up and getting us on board, and I'm running a small little campaign for you guys, you know, not campaign, scenario for you guys, if you guys would be up for it.
Yeah.
We'll have to speak to Zabe about it, obviously. But I was looking to doing that, and I thought, oh, I might do a little Hunt Showdown themed scenario.
That'd be pretty cool.
That would be pretty cool. You and Zabe playing as hunters, me driving you mad.
Yeah. That just sounds like a regular game of Hunt Showdown, to be honest with you. It's a game that I love that just drives me fucking nuts.
Yeah. Yeah. For some reason, I'm pretty sure, and I'm thinking this is built into the game, every other player has, like, it's just like, you know, every other player is like fatality. You know, just brilliant. It's just, every other player just seems like, yeah, you come another player, you shoot at them, they don't die. They shoot you, die instantly. So how
just
does that
for anyone that has no idea who Fatality is, that's Jonathan Wendell. He was a world champion Unreal Tournament player. Fuck, they're old.
I had one of his sound cards.
Yeah, does he not, still make stuff? He was working with ASRock, weren't he?
Not one of his sound cards, obviously. But
well, yeah, one of his branded sound cards. People were like, wow, man, Ram's got the hookups.
Yeah.
Ram's got the connections, son.
Back in the day, and people bought sound cards. Do people still buy sound cards? Are they still a thing? No, I didn't think so.
No. people buy DACs, like DAC amps, but they don't buy sound cards.
Back
in
the day, when you had to buy a sound, if you wanted decent audio on your PC, you had to buy a sound card. Good old Sound Blaster.
Yeah, mate, now we're starting to rage ourselves hardcore.
Yeah. I bought a physics card once.
Wow.
Yeah.
Holy shit, don't. And they're like, wait, your graphics card does that. It didn't back in the day.
I was the person who bought one. You know, there weren't many of us.
You were the guy.
Yeah. They literally, I bought the prototype. That's the only one they made. It was like, oh, it makes the physics a lot better. Oh, NVIDIA bought them. Oh, Nvidia
that was all part of the Voodoo gear, weren't it?
I think they broke off from Voodoo, didn't they?
Sure.
I believe.
I can't be sure. That's like so long ago.
That had been sort of early. I've got Wikipedia. That was early. I'd say early 2000s.
Christ, was it that? I thought it was like earlier than that. When did Sin come out?
I know one of the first games that used it properly was Mirror's Edge was one of the first games to use it properly, like proper support.
Oh, really?
For it. Yeah, there was a bit where that when the guys in PC Gamer talked about it, so there's a bit where you'll go along and there'll be like a police officer, and if you kick him, he'll go flying through like a tarpaulin will sort of flap out the way. But in the normal game, without physics card, it just sort of clips through it. Or like just moves roughly out of the way. Because that was one of the early games that used that. That came out in 2008.
Wow.
So
Later than I thought.
That is later than I thought. If you'd asked me, I would have said 2005, 2006.
God. Now I feel old.
Yeah. PhysX, here we go. PhysX is an open source real-time engine. Developed by Swedish game, 2005. So, okay. I've got myself slightly muddled here.
Right.
So it was by Swiss company. The engine was developed by Swiss company in 2004. The first game to implement the technology was called the Stalin Subway in 2005, and then the company was bought by Nvidia in 2008. So I'm gonna think I've got myself muddled, and the Mirror's Edge thing is probably the first time when it was built into Nvidia on their cards.
Makes more sense.
That fit the timeline a bit better.
That'd have been a bit late.
Yeah. So I reckon the card itself must have come out roughly, so it must have been about 2005 then I guess the card's come out. I'm trying to see when that hardware came out. They've had the engine first and they developed the hardware. Yeah, it looks like 2004, 2005, basically, it came out. So I was a fairly early adopter of the physics card. The first time in my life, I early adopted something and never went anywhere.
Mate. Yeah. Welcome to my world.
Yeah. So, yeah, I put up... Yeah, I must have got it about 2005 then.
So what we're saying is the official rule is if someone in Rand knows likes something, don't touch it.
Yeah.
So if Rand says it's good... If Ram says it's good, it's not going to go anywhere. If I say I like it, it's going to be shit. If I say it's horrible, invest.
Yeah. If we say it's good, it's going to be discontinued within 6 months.
Yeah. Lessons learned, people.
Yeah. This is why we say Microsoft is so good.
Oh, I'm waiting. I'm still waiting.
Yeah. So, oh well, that was a bit of just trip down memory lane.
Yeah, sorry.
My day, kids, we had physics cards for like
to explain to my kids that like half the shit they've got now weren't even a thing.
You don't know. You don't know what it was like to put a CD in your computer and go, you get a message up saying, we've detected emulation/topping software on your computer. Please uninstall it before you can install this game.
Yep, yep. All the days.
Yeah. Or you install a game, it doesn't work. And, well, there's all you can do is like, I hope someone's posted on Game FAQs how to fix it.
Yep.
Or you sit there fiddling with your graphics settings, trying to find the right combination of check boxes to check to make sure the game actually run.
Or you can get the game to run, but all of a sudden the sound doesn't work because you haven't configured the sound. You haven't configured the sound options right. Yeah. Them are the days.
Yeah.
I didn't even realize. You know, do you remember the Discworld point and click games?
Yes.
Sound didn't work on my first machine. I didn't even realize they were voiced. For years, I didn't realize they were voiced.
Certain versions not voiced, though?
Oh, I don't know.
I think it wasn't it only certain like versions that were fully voiced. Some were just like sort of like sound effects.
I thought that's all I had, but it still fucking blew my mind. I think at one point I was playing games without sound at all. I was like, wow, these games are great. And then, like, you know, years later, I'm like, I'm going to play that again through, like, Scum or whatever. Holy shit, there's voice acting and music. What is this? This game's amazing.
Yeah.
What was that crap I was playing back in the day?
Yeah. Yeah, it is. It's sort of like when you play a game and it's like, oh, it's amazing. Or when you finally get... I remember when I got a PC that could play Rainbow Six properly.
Because you used to play that game at like turd frame rates.
I played that game at 240. Right, at 240, and it still didn't run very well. It still used to run at sort of like that was like running at 240 got the game somewhat playable. And by somewhat playable, I mean it was running at like probably about 15 FPS. If that,
and people complain about having frame rates sub 60.
That's probably exactly right. It probably wasn't actually that hard. It was very much like I'm going to actually redraw that. I reckon it's playing more like, I'm playing sub 10 FPS that game.
Probably had to predict rather than aim.
Well, I had to have auto aim switched on. Because if I didn't have auto aim switched on, I had no chance actually shooting anybody.
Well, yeah, sure.
Because it's the only way to play. But yeah, I managed to get through to the penultimate level playing like that. And then we got a new PC and I installed it. And the new PC was obviously, again, hardware just jumps up by a lot. And I could put it on there and I could play it at its maximum resolution and like at sort of like very good speed. And it was like night and day. It's like, my God, it's photorealistic. It wasn't.
But it felt like it back then.
It felt
then.
Like it did, yeah. Do you know, it's a funny thing, actually. I was saying this to my sister the other day. I said, for some reason, games sort of like the early 90s, sort of like early, sort of like late 90s, early 2000s, with sort of their more blocky texture, somehow felt more real than...
Right.
They felt, there was like a period where they felt more... I think what happened was, I actually felt when like not the Unreal, I feel like sort of Unreal Engine 3 or 4 sort of came out, and everybody sort of put into sort of like heavy into 3D. I felt a lot of games sort of those eras, the character models looked a bit shit, because they were like to make them all sort of they're more in depth models, but they had sort of like the textures seemed to be a little bit more rough. I think probably to sort of counter that they're more 3D. So I always feel like there was a period of time which be sort of like would be Rainbow Six 3, Deus Ex, Human Revolution, Thief 3. All the Real Engine, they all looked very similar. All the characters looked a little bit bloated.
Right.
And I always they actually felt less realistic than the game before it, which was actually on paper worse because it was simpler, just like Texas Pass on. Then it sort of swung back and got, you know, good again. But there was like I always felt there was like a dip in the early 2000s where games felt less realistic.
Yeah.
It's hard to describe what if it's visually, I think if people saw it, they'd see more what I'm getting at. But particularly when it's all moving stuff, because a lot of the Unreal games felt, base engine games felt very odd. They felt very bloated, and for some reason it felt like every character was like saying too close to you. It's hard to describe what I mean, really. It's I know it sounds really stupid what I'm saying, but it's almost like the resolution was lower, so like it didn't feel like you had sort of bigger view of the world. It's very hard to explain what I mean. I appreciate this sounds absolute like ramblings of a madman.
People are like, what are you talking about? What do you mean games used to... What?
Yeah.
What do you mean they felt more real but looked like what?
I stand by it, but yeah. I'll have to try and see if I get some pictures and images up to sort of like to justify my position on the matter. But for some reason, I know what I'm thinking of. I know it now. Field of view. That's what made a difference. Field of view. When the early 2000s games, the field of view in those games was very small to basically make it so they didn't have to render so much. And that made you feel really thing. Earlier games had a lot bigger fields of view. That's what made the difference.
Right.
Yeah. I'm not mad.
Just what a madman would say.
I'm going to roll my sanity check.
I wouldn't. Just in case.
Dear.
That was great. That was absolutely great. Because even for a minute, I was like, what's he on about?
But field of view in games, small field of view does feel shit in games. There has to be a big field of view. Not too big.
Not too big. That's not what she said.
It's got to be the Goldilocks field of view. Just right.
Fucking just right. I don't know, Ram. Given the way you set up games, I don't know.
I set up my games in a very specific way that caters to my needs.
I will say I do still love when someone goes on our streams, yeah, what button's that? And then Ram will pick out a button. It's like, what the fuck button is... No. Not your crazy mapping, man. The default one.
Yeah. What's strafe left? Backspace.
And people are like, what?
What's strafe right? F1.
And people are like, hang on. Trust me. At some point in time, that was most likely a key combo.
Yeah.
Probably on a spectrum.
Look, it took me a lot of years to switch from the arrow keys to WASD. You know,
that was a thing. That was a thing, kids.
There was, yeah.
The cursor keys.
Yeah. Everybody used arrow keys for everything. That was more, I think that was more of a thing before when mouse look wasn't so common.
For sure, because people used to use, because at one point people used to use stuff like WASD and cursor keys.
Yeah, WASD used to be
WASD
like
to move and then cursor keys to.
Yeah, or vice versa.
Yeah.
Then once mouse look became a thing, I can't even tell
you. You've got to think, for the longest time, people didn't even have a mouse on their computer.
No, that's what I mean.
It's nuts.
Yeah.
See kids. Fuck you and your pro gaming mice.
Yes, your pro gaming mice with the weighted, with the adjustable weights in the bottom, and not that I don't own a pro gaming mouse, obviously, but.
Like Rams, like just kind of pushes it off his desk.
Yeah, it's like, shh, go away, Corsa, go away.
That's why your aim's so good.
It is. All right, Skaz, I don't know if you can see, your words see this on the camera. The side of my mouse has got a little, I don't know if it's going to reach. All right, I'm going to have to bring the camera. This is always going to end well. Get me a camera.
How hard can it be?
Very hard. I don't know if you can see that, but on the side of my mouse.
Interesting.
See, I've got a little, I've actually got an aim button.
Oh, an aim button.
Can you see it? It's got a little crosshairs on it.
That's bizarre. What's the groove for that?
That's meant to be what you're meant to assign your iron sights to. But here's the thing. Most games don't recognise it.
Weird.
Yeah. So so you push it and nothing happens. You try and configure it and nothing recognises it.
Is that you must have to have like some kind of third party software? Is that even still supported?
Yeah, there is a so Corsair do have a utility that you can basically map like other key bindings too. So the solution to it is you map like a key you don't use very much, like in my case S, and you map that to your.
That Ram took you never a backs down.
yeah, that took you a second, and. You map that, and then you say, okay, in the game, you say, okay, S is aim, and then you map it to the mouse, and that does it. That's how you get around it. But there aren't many games that support it natively.
Sounds a bit janky.
I've got too many buttons on the mouse is the trouble. Most games only support like 5-button mice.
Yeah, fair. Yeah, but then Windows has got a hard limit to how many buttons it actually natively supports, doesn't it?
Yeah, it's fairly high, though, because I've got my HOTAS, it's got like 32 buttons on it.
Yeah, but I mean for a mouse.
Oh, yeah.
For a mouse specifically that doesn't have a specific driver tailored to big things. I mean, the Razer Naga stuff. Got around that by just assigning half the keypad as a number pad. It was just an extension of the number pad. It was just 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, you know, and 0. Or you set it to number pad and it would just emulate the other side of your keyboard.
Yeah.
Otherwise, you have to have all kinds of, like, you know, there is a hard limit to how many buttons Windows recognizes on an actual mouse. But yeah, anyway.
Yeah.
Software, mate.
Software.
Isn't it?
Anyway, shall we actually start discussing some games?
Yeah, fuck yeah, mate. Yeah. We've been memory laning way too much. And
we have.
I'm going to be having this rant to a group of people soon because I'm talking about video equipment and how realistically shit's changed a lot. Stop complaining. What have you been playing, though, Ram?
I have been playing Kill It With Fire.
That sounds fantastic.
It is fantastic. You know what the game's about?
Isn't that the game with spiders?
It's a game about hunting spiders.
I saw that game and I thought of you. I was like, Rabbit loved that.
I've been playing it because they're small spiders. So it's all right.
So it's not a hunt showdown degree at like level of spider.
No. See, the thing about hunt showdown spiders is I get over it, but then by the time I play it again, it's all come back.
Mate, when we went up to that spider in that house the other day, mate, the joy. You start screaming and I'm like, yay! I'm a bastard and I'll admit it.
Yeah.
But when you scream about that spider, it makes me smile.
Yeah, two things happen. If I scream about it or it gets me in the corner, I just go full psychopathic over it.
He does. Mate, we played this game where we were on a train, like on a train station, like a subway station.
In session or something like that.
What the fuck ever it was, mate. But there were spiders coming at you hardcore and you went full ass balls deep rage mode.
Yeah.
Like, Christ, mate. You'd have been, if we were in America, SWAT team would have kicked down your door and shot your ass.
No, for real, man, the sort of concern, I would have won because I was still psychopathic, guys.
He was completely amped up. He'd have beat the copper to death with his VR controller.
Yeah. If that had been real life and there'd been the spiders, I'd have killed the last spider and just turned to Skazzle and go, spider, and charged at him. No, Ram, it's not me. Spider with four legs.
So what the fuck? Fucking, you can see the insanity, the break has just happened. Run, Ram's flipped his shit. Yeah. That game was great.
Yeah, I don't like spiders.
I'd have never guessed, mate. So how are you finding the burning of spiders? And is it therapeutic for you?
Very therapeutic, yes. Yes.
Does it have an arachnophobia slider so you can make the spiders look like squares?
Not quite. No, it has got arachnophobia features on it. You can like switch the noises and stuff off they make.
Oh, okay.
But yeah, it doesn't have, I mean, let's be honest. You know what you're getting into when you buy this game. You know, literally the very icon is showing you a picture of a spider being set on fire. It tells you on the tin. So you've got not great to scoop. So it's like, I'll play it. Let's see how this goes. So it's an interesting little game. It's actually really fun. Really, really fun. you are basically, it's more actually like a puzzle, a very light puzzle game.
Right.
In some ways, very light puzzle game. So basically each level you are in like a, normally like a house or some of a building, and you, so like the first, you start the house, and what you have to do is you've basically got three things to do. You need to kill a certain number of spiders, and as you kill spiders, they'll unlock doors and stuff in the house, so you can progress further, or they might unlock like cabinets which you can find stuff in, and you know, so forth, and lock things, and gradually so you progress through the level. So you basically, your final metric you have to do is kill spiders. You also, as you go through the level, you all pick up, you start with either an objective or no objectives. You have to find objectives. You find these by picking up like letters which tell you what to do, or you'll like, they'll just get added as you go around here and there, and certain triggers happen. And so just killing spiders will complete the level, basically. That'll get you out, and eventually you'll kill enough, the exit will unlock, and you leave. But that won't basically unlock anything for you. What you want to do is complete objectives, because they'll basically unlock things for you, and so that's part of the game. Each level has certain objectives to complete. They're usually six, maybe seven.
Right.
You have to complete those to carry on. And they could be, so like the first level is kill this many types of spider. Then it'd be like, okay, kill a spider by throwing a book at it.
What a poor book.
Yeah. Well, yeah. But, you know, these spiders are tough. You know, some spiders take three hits from a book to die.
Mate, I don't know. I don't like abusive books.
It's all right. They're all coming to 50 Shades of Grey.
Oh, mate, go for it then. Yeah, burn them. Sorry,
yeah. Yeah. Or Twilight. You know, that's how I justify it. Yeah. So you go around, you basically, and as you complete objectives, they'll also unlock doors. Some of doors require a number of objectives to be completed, and then they'll unlock. And usually that'll then unlock your upgrade. So, and as you go on, you'll pick up like more tools and stuff. So you start the game, the only sort of tool you've got is your clipboard that you can whack a spider with. But very quickly you'll start picking up other things, like you'll pick up an aerosol can, which comes with a lighter attached to make a little mini flamethrower.
Don't do that, kids. It's dangerous.
Well,
sometimes
you will set a lot of houses on fire in this game.
Awesome.
The game is called Kill It With Fire, and the fire happens quite a lot.
It doesn't mean yourself, though.
No, luckily you can't be set on fire. Are sort of moon. Yeah, you are moon, and you don't exist either, because when you get into there's a bit later on where you get a drone, and you can fly a drone, and if you fly a drone to where you are, you don't exist.
Oh,
so
it's good to know.
Yeah, it's good to know.
But
yeah.
I've had that fear.
Yeah, yeah, I understand it. You know, you'll get like, you'll eventually pick up like, you know, the famous spider beating weapons of a revolver and a shotgun.
I'm going to throw out there, Em, I have never, ever, ever once decided or thought, well, other than Hunt Showdown, fuck, mate, I'm going to shot you, that little eight-legged motherfucker.
Yeah. There's a small spider in my bedroom. Let me get the gun cabinet open.
Where did I put the shotgun shells?
So, why have you got your shotgun out? There's a spider in the bath. When they put a hole in the bath, it's worth it.
Someone get me the buckshot. It's like, what? Why? Spider!
You can actually buy those little mini shotguns that fire salt that you can use to kill like flies and stuff.
Mate, no.
Yeah, they're called bug assaults.
Fucking
yeah, right. Bug assault.
I need to see this. This sounds absolutely ridiculous. It can't be real. Have you been having a spider fever dream again?
No.
Have you had another mental break?
Possibly. There you go.
There's no way. It is! That's a thing!
If you go on there, you should go on and look at the video that's on the title screen.
Leaving Discord, yes. Oh my god!
Let's go describe what he's seeing here at the moment.
It's basically a fucking dude with like a Nerf gun, and then he's gone psycho shooting at like cakes and hot dogs with a gun filled with salt.
Yeah. Look, there's a camouflage version as well you can have.
He's fucking Nerf gunning it hardcore. That's insanity. I want six.
Yeah.
You know what we're going to do? I'll get one for my kids each. We'll run around and shoot each other with table salt.
Yeah, there you go.
Oh, that looks like that'd sting like a motherfucker.
I doubt it does that much. But maybe it does.
Oh, I'd love it. I've got to do it.
Yeah. So, Skaz, there's now 3.0. Well, Skaz, if you go on to the 3.0, you can buy them in pairs.
This is great. Oh, you can! Combo deal! 89 quid, save £9.99.
Yeah. His and hers. Or both your sons can have one.
Mate, I'm in. Oh, there was a deal. I just closed the deal tab. What was that? Was that for three? Because there were three. There were two grey ones and an orange one.
You can for an extra tenner, you can have the camo version.
Mate, I'm in.
You see?
Oh, I need to get an entire armory of these. This would be amazing.
Just think, you can dual wield.
That'd be fantastic. I'd probably somehow still manage to get arrested. What did he do? He assaulted me.
He then beat me up with some corn. It's assault and battery. Battery.
Yeah, mate. I'm up for that.
There you go. So anyway.
I'm bookmarking that.
So there you go. As I say, shotguns. Use shotguns to kill spiders. I've proven this now. Will you accept this as valid proof that you use shotguns to kill spiders?
Yes.
Fantastic. Right. It's all right. In case you want to sneak up on the spiders, later when you will unlock a silenced pistol.
Yep, that sounds reasonable. I've just seen it. It's reasonable.
You also unlock C4.
What
Molotovs.
The fuck? What is this, teardown?
Not far off. Not quite a teardown. If they could buy a teardown, that'd be amazing. You could also unlock...
The arachnophobia mod, my god.
You also unlock... there's like Molotovs. A lawnmower as well. You can have a lawnmower and mow the lawn, and a strimmer as well. All sorts of stuff you can unlock. You've got that. You also have your spider scanner, your little tracker. They pull out and it scans the spiders. And the basic version just tells you they're nearby, but later version has a radar on it, which tells you exactly where they are, so you can sneak up on the
bastards.
This
is starting to sound like Phasmophobia.
Oh, yeah, but you can shoot back. So, yeah, benefits.
Benefits.
It is such a fun, neat little game. I blew up a petrol station in it. Who knew? If you set fire to a petrol pump, it explodes.
No, mate, never.
Yeah, it happens.
You mean the flammable liquid dispenser actually catches fire too?
Yeah.
Mate.
I blew up the gas at the petrol station first, and I blew up the petrol station pumps.
Fucking hell. Did the spider die?
The spider's died. It's implied that you work for a company doing this. So I got to sort of walk away and go, my work here is done. Good news.
Everything they needed to protect is cooked, but...
You've got no spiders, though. All the spiders are dead.
I can't argue with that. Argue with that. He did the job.
But we don't have a house anymore. All the spiders are dead.
That's not my problem.
You didn't hire me to keep the house intact. That wasn't in the contract. The contract was rid the house of spiders. If you haven't got a house, there's no spiders to rid from it. Therefore...
That's it.
Yeah.
Therefore...
I'll have my 10 grand, please. See?
Good
call. I'm doing these people a favour.
Yeah.
But do you know what? They're a bunch of ungrateful bastards.
I agree, Ram. I'm sorry. Yeah. That's such a great service that you're providing. I can't understand why anyone would have a...
Just because I went to that guy's garage and blew up his car, you know, people get all upset about it. Like, you're not meant to do that sort of thing.
Well, I mean, people are quite soft these days, Ram. They don't understand your craft, mate.
No, it is
you're
a craft.
You're a master.
It is a craft. So basically you go...
It's a skill.
It's a skill. So one part of the game is shooting. You know, you've got the spy scan. You can pick up upgrades to the scanner in the game, in levels. And you can also... You need to find batteries, which you use to purchase said upgrades outside the game. So when you leave... Sorry, outside the level. So when you leave the level, you go to like menu, you can buy upgrades and so forth. And anything you pick up, your crypt is then sort of on you from that point on. Or there's a hoover. You can hoover thing up, and you can hoover anything up.
Now, that one I've heard. I've heard that one. I know people who do the hoover.
Yeah, but this hoover is amazing. This hoover hoovered up a carrot.
Can I hoover and up fire?
I've not tried. Hoovered up a brick and a planet.
I want one of those.
But here's the great thing. It hoovers everything up, but doesn't like kill anything. So you heave it all up, and then you can set it to blow instead, and it just blows everything back out. So
I was going to ask, could you like literally blast things or the things that you...
Yeah. So I hooved up a load of spiders, and then what I did was I hooved loads of them up, and then I threw a bottle of napalm in place, and I unloaded the hoover.
You just blasted them into the flames?
Yeah.
For the benefit of the audio listeners, Ram has got this really crazy smile on his face. He's not cracked yet, but he's getting there. You know what I'm saying? Like the joy, all the trauma that he's gone through over all these years.
It's so therapeutic. It is so therapeutic, this game.
I don't know if a court of law would take that, Ram, but...
I'm only killing spiders. There's nothing wrong with killing spiders.
Well, I don't know. Take that with Twitter. Take that up with Twitter, mate.
Well, tough. You can also pick up one of those little cheesy bally things, right? And if you drop them on the ground, the spiders come eat them. But the balls will change the spiders, and you can pick up different flavors, which makes spiders do different things. So you can change the spiders with little cheesy balls. Spider, you pick up cheesy
balls. You can rub your cheesy balls on a spider and it changes it.
No, you don't rub your cheesy balls on a spider. That's bad. You feed the cheesy balls to the spiders, and the spiders eat the cheesy balls, and then the spiders change.
I'm sorry, but if I were to ever say to someone, hey, eat my cheesy balls, I think someone's going to get a bit.
Yeah. But yeah, so you get to go around, you get to, it's such a fun little game. It's not quite like full on sandbox, like say Tear Down, where you could just George just setting things on fire and just watching things burn. You've got shurikens in it as well. Shurikens, you can throw shurikens at the spiders.
I'm in.
Yeah,
is this on Steam Deck? Is it controller supported?
I would have thought so. Let's have a look for you. Full controller support. Steam Deck verified.
Yes.
There we go.
All the good games are.
Yeah. This is one of those games that like on Steam it's got incredibly good ratings, but every other website gives it bad ratings, which means
every other website is wrong.
Yeah. Yeah. Just
IGN's always wrong.
Yeah, IGN, yeah. You can blow up a toilet in it.
That's a win. That sounds like an average Saturday night.
It is so fun. Oh, and you can also some levels you can enable like Christmas theme, and it'll put all Christmas decorations in the level. Or Halloween theme.
Burning your Christmas tree.
Yeah. There's also a you get these little slime missions. So slime missions also like like do silly things. Like, for example, there'll be one that's like, right,
don't burn down the house.
No. Like, empty the fridge.
So with fire.
No, just empty it. You know, empty the fridge. Or like, at the self-checkout, you need to put through items that add up to $100 worth of money. And the self-checkout only has a maximum of 10 items, so you have to go around the supermarket picking stuff up and scanning to find out which items add together to make the price right. You can, like, there's a level set in, like, a Zen garden, and you can have to, like, solve, like, little puzzles as you go around the Zen garden. It is a real neat, nice, fun little game. It's currently, like, I think it's 12 quid on Steam at the moment, and it's such fun. I mean, it's not difficult. I've not had any real issue with the challenges in the level. So it's probably about sort of like, I'd say maybe 5 hours of gameplay. Five to six. Not bad. Not bad.
Still better than the average COD campaign.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. And it's fun. There's probably not a great deal of replayability, because the other nice thing is when you complete objectives and you leave a level, they stay completed. So you can go back and you can go back to levels and finish them off. There's like one level
that's
where
quite neat.
Yeah, there is one level basically where you can't complete it the first time you play it. You need to unlock some other stuff later and then go back to it.
Sure, I've played a few games like that.
Yeah.
So you're like, how the fuck can you do this? I'm like, oddly enough, Alan Wake's a bit like that. Fuck Alan Wake.
Yeah, fucking Alan Wake. This game's a lot better than Alan Wake.
So when you said you pick up batteries, I was like, yep, that's Alan Wake.
This is like Alan Wake, but if you could actually set everything else on fire, which makes it instantly better.
Yeah, but let's be fair, man. Like, anything where you can set anything on fire makes it infinitely better.
That's true. That's true. This is why Teardown is such a good game.
Yeah.
And it's so hilariously fun. Just
that's why I keep losing my job. I'm having loads of fun, but just everyone else just seems to like, they just don't get it.
Yeah. That's why you lost your job as a fireman, wasn't it?
Yeah. I mean, I thought that was in the, like, that's the title.
Yeah.
I'm a fireman. I start fires.
Yeah.
If you want me to put it out, then why call me a fireman?
Yeah. Call me a waterman, and then I'll put it
exactly.
out.
Exactly. Get me my water engine. There's no fire in that tank.
In the cylinders, there is.
If the fire engine was full of petrol, that would be amazing.
Well, I mean, I hate to break it to you, Skaz. It's full of diesel.
Well, yeah, the engine itself to go places, but there's a big tank of water in it, which could be filled with something flammable.
Imagine that mistake on your first day.
That'd be amazing. I'd love it.
Quick, get the fire engine here. Pull it on. Send it on. Why is it getting bigger? Oh, whoops. Sorry, I might put the refill nozzle on the wrong bit. Why is the engine not starting? It's full of water. Oh, I got it right wrong as well.
That'd be great.
Sorry. I thought it took a long time to fill. We've accidentally deployed a fire flamethrower.
That'd be great.
Yeah. Yeah.
What happened to the fire engine? It caught fire.
Yeah.
How horrible would that be if when the fire station catches fire?
There was a fire station that caught fire, burnt down because it couldn't get anyone to it. It was like one of those like reserve ones, which isn't manned. So it caught fire. They have like all stuff there if they need it, but like, they have it like manned. Everybody goes in, like jumps in, off they go. And it
what
caught
a beautiful
fire.
World.
Yeah, it caught fire. And
what a beautiful world.
Yeah, yeah. That was amazing. But that's just, you just know there's a God at that point, don't you? And he likes irony.
What a great day.
Yeah.
I just watched a fire station burn down.
Yeah. There, Kill It Fire. Really fun game. It's class a first person shooter, and if you can kill lots of spiders. Oh, spiders. Oh, dear me. Spiders
it's
come
exhausted,
lots of types.
All the excitement.
Oh, yeah.
Fucking done him in.
Spiders come. I was at a beer festival last night. I didn't sleep very much last night. I went to Goat Fest last night.
What the fuck?
Yeah, Goat Fest. It's our
that sounds like a Swedish black metal fucking festival.
Yeah. It was a it's a pub called the Goat, and they have a beer festival. I went to the beer festival out there last night, and it was very good. And I drank lots of beer, and got a lift back in the back of a, in the boot of a Freelander, and yeah, and then went to bed about midnight. Woke up at 5 o'clock in the morning, desperately needing the loo, but couldn't be asked to get out of bed, so just laid there for 2 hours until I couldn't. You know that stage where you wake up, you think, I really need the loo, but I can't be arsed. And you'll just lay there thinking, maybe, and eventually you'll get up and go to the loo.
Yeah, or but it'll just go away. And by go away, the bed sheets need change.
Well, and the thing is, once you get up and go to the loo, you think to yourself, why didn't I do this 2 hours ago? So eventually I got up and I went downstairs. I thought, well, I'm up now. I might as well start. So I got on and started doing all the stuff.
Good job.
So yeah,
proud of you, man.
But yeah, so yeah, but that. But yeah, spiders come in different types. So you got like the basic, your basic black spider. Takes a couple of hits with a clipboard or one with a frying. Oh, there's a frying pan in it as well. You can pick up.
I like frying pans.
Yeah, it's one of those ones with the heat sensor in the middle that tells you when it's warm. So you take one and we'll hit with those. You have to get little spiderlings, which is a word that should not exist. Spiderlings is making something sound far cooter than they actually are. Little spiderlings. See, if you put the word ling on something, it makes it sound cute. I don't like it. You know, sheeplings, cowlings. It makes them sound cute.
Linglings.
Linglings. That's a small motorcycle shop.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, think of something really bad and put lings on the end of it and it'll sound cute.
Oh, I don't know.
Terrorists, bad. Terrorlings, coot.
Actually, you're probably right, though.
Pirates, bad. Pirate-lings, coot.
Yeah, yeah.
You see?
Yeah.
Yeah. Tories, bad. Tory-lings, coot.
Tory-lings, what the fuck? Is that like the next kids' TV show?
Yeah. Saying a high-end public school.
Fucking hell.
Yeah. So spiders shouldn't exist. There's jumping spiders, those you get very early on, and they'll actually...
Yeah, but some of those are cute. You'd hate Earth Defence Force.
Now, you see, here's the thing, right? Actually, I hate spiders. I'm scared of spiders. I'm terrified of them. But I do think jumping spiders are quite cute.
What kind of weird world do we live in where that actually happens?
They look sweet.
Until it jumps at you and you pull out the phone book.
Well, yeah, that is a thing. And also spiders are quite smart. You know, most spiders are basically running really shitty hardware and don't really know what they're doing. They are running shitty hardware. They're not coot.
Some of them are.
Only jumping spiders. In no world are spiders cute. You know, at one point I was staying around a friend of mine. At one point they said, they used to have like sort of exotic pets. At one point they said, oh, we might get some spiders. So if you ever get spiders, I'm never staying here again. I might even walk in your house again.
Did they do it?
They didn't in the end, but not because of me. They didn't say, well, we can't possibly never have, you know, Ram come stay with us. We better not get any spiders. But they didn't get spiders for other reasons, but I would never have gone to that house. Just the four of them escaping and crawling over me. It's just, I would have gone full Hunt Showdown on it.
Fucking hell. You never go full Hunt Showdown.
You got jumping spiders, you've got spiders. Now, there are some spiders that are slightly... There's nothing can actually kill you, as far as I'm aware. Not the levels I've played. There are spiders that are slightly more aggressive to you. So there's one that there are web spinner spiders that will fire webs at you and block your vision. And they're like the only sort of aggressive... Oh, there's exploding spiders as well. I don't think that's actually a species.
I hope not.
Oh, you know, because you hit them and they sort of glow red and they explode, so everything on fire. I'm pretty sure it's not a real species, but I might be wrong. I mean, I'll ask the Australians about this. If it's anywhere, it'll be in Australia. That's how the wildfires start, you know, that I think.
Everything designed to kill you is in Australia.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Except, ironically, Australians. They're quite pleasant.
Well.
Yeah.
More pleasant than the French. But then everyone's more pleasant.
Well, yeah, that's not a hard metric.
Yeah, that's a low bar, man. Yeah.
I mean, that's like sort of the bottom of the scale, really, there.
Think of all the most horrible things on the planet, right? Now look at the French. Everything
you know,
is above the French.
But you know what is cute? Frenchlings.
Mate, no. No, I disagree with you wholeheartedly on that one. No, I'm not taking that. No. Fuck the Frenchlings.
Love the little babby Frenchlings. Aww,
hey, you can
sweet.
Kill them with fire.
Yeah. Oh, they've got onions around the necks and everything. Aww. Oh.
Benham. Oh. Benham.
Yeah. So... yeah, so I sort of went into it, not sort of expecting much, but actually really enjoying it. I mean, great fun. There's a sequel coming out next year. There's also a VR mode available of Kill It Far, which I'm not sure if I'd play.
Do it, do it, do it, do it, do it. I want to see it. If it's got co-op, I'm there.
Let's have a look, see if the VR mode's got co-op for you. I'll do that for you.
Good man.
If not, maybe if perhaps you could do it for... perhaps we could do it for Halloween.
That thing.
Halloween.
It's got to be done.
Afraid it's single player only. Ugh, no, I don't like it already. I'm just watching the spiders crawl about. It's got a hand vacuum cleaner. Yeah, no, I don't like it.
Yeah, that's what my mate does. That's what he does with the vacuum cleaner. He's got like a little hand one. He just dust busters all there.
Yeah, but does it kill them? Because that would be my concern, is they don't die and they then group up and come out of you in one massive attack.
Flat out, no. I'm pretty sure, no. Probably not.
See, you'd think it would, wouldn't you?
Yeah, but they're spiders. And you're scared of them. So it's not one of them... What's the cat? You know, you have to open the box.
Oh, Shrogan's cat?
That's the kitty. That's the one. See, it's like that. Are they dead? You don't know. Yeah. But you're too scared to check. So you hope they're dead.
Yeah. Yeah, you hope they're, yeah, you hope they're dead.
See?
Do you know what's really cute, though? Shrogner's catling.
what, in its boxling?
It's the old boxling. But you don't know how cute it is until you open the box.
Mate, there you go. There we go. That doesn't sound quite as traumatic now.
No. Yeah. It's the version of Schrodinger's cat you teach children about.
Yeah. All right.
Oh, Skaz, I've just worked out what you can call your kids. Skazlings.
Oh, mate. That, what a horrible thought. Nice try. They're good kids, but
Have I broken it now? Is that
you, mate? You broke it when you said Frenchlings. You crazy motherfucker.
No, I still think that works.
No, so. Mate, you got right. We're going to fucking France, and you're
going
to try.
I've been to France twice.
You poor soul. I'll pass through France. I ain't stopping.
I have been to Paris, and yes, it is disappointing.
I'd imagine so, yeah.
Paris, my overwhelming memory of Paris was dog poo, because there's just dog poo everywhere. No one cleans up after their dogs. Just dog poo everywhere.
Yeah, that's the French.
Well, if it wasn't dog poo?
That's just the French. Oh. If it's everywhere, it's just the French, mate. I'm sorry.
Yeah, dog poo everywhere. I went to the Eiffel Tower. I was a man. I walked up the stairs rather than use the lift, because the lift was out of action.
Yeah, because it's French.
Yeah.
Which means it's shit.
Lift on the Eiffel Tower is actually very interesting because it's a very unique counterweight system, but we'll get into that. it's good. It's actually a really fun game, in all honesty. Definitely, I actually would say it's a nice little pick-me-up fun little thing. Don't expect a lot of repairability. Probably, if you're not sure about picking up at full price, grab it on sale. It's really neat and fun.
Cool.
So I've enjoyed it, and I hate spiders. So good. So
game of the year.
Probably not that far, but Skaz, anything else you want to speak about before we carry on?
No, mate, that's pretty much everything. Things have been pretty chaotic. I haven't had much of a chance to do not really
fair
anything.
Fair enough. All right, then. So thank you both for joining us this evening. You can check us out on our next podcast in a fortnight's time, which will be on the 7th.
Let's check.
I had to check it because we've subscribed
to tomorrow. Seventh. Yeah, I was about to say it's the 8th. No, it's the 7th.
Yeah, 7th of October.
Yep.
You'll come join us on our 24-hour live stream. I think we're planning to go live around about midday. But
no, me and Zabra are going to start early.
You're going to start early,
so,
are you saying?
We'll probably start around 8 or 9 a.m. because so 24-hour live streams tend to get a bit flaky around 5 a.m. And so you really don't want to be pushing it until noon.
Okay, no worries.
But you come in, Ram. You catch up.
I will come in and catch up. I could just play 5 minutes for 3 hours. I'd be fine.
Yeah, mate, do that.
Yeah. So we've got that. So yeah, that'll be starting around about 8 or 9 o'clock. Then you know what these plans are like. You can check it on the Randnerds stream channel, which is twitch.tv/Randnerds. You can also check up our next live stream on there as well.
Don't forget Games Night, Gov.
No, I was getting there. I have a list. You can check us on our Games Night. So you can come see us and go into the bio once more and get brutally murdered by everybody else. this will be on the 27th. No, yes, 27th. Yep. Approximately 8:30 GMT plus one. On my Twitch channel, twitch.tv/thesuffergram.
And twitch.tv/Scazius.
And you check those out, and we look forward to seeing you then. So, thank you for talking to everybody, and we'll see you in a sometime in the future.
Take it easy, guys.
Bye, buddy.